Why are people so fat?
Okay.
Like, no. How do you let yourself go that far?
I have a theory.
Okay.
So they really like food, but I think.
Well, really, Evan?
Well, yeah.
Well, but, like, no, okay, but listen, like, I feel like at some point you should, like, if you let yourself get that fat, you should realize, like, you just have to, at that point, be like, okay, I realize what's happening, I don't care, I'm not changing it, I like food this much.
Yeah, like, you can't just, like, you're 300 pounds and you're still, like, eating so much food. Like, how can you just live like that?
By doing it, I guess.
Like, how do you function properly? I know. How do you sit on a toilet?
When you shower.
Go watch my 400-pound life.
600-pound life is better, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it probably is.
If I make queries. If I make wager.
Jack goes, yeah, my sister will grow up to be on my 400-pound
life. Oh my, God, that was a crazy thing to say. It was wild.
Is his sister fat or something?
Yeah.
Let's not get too
Is she also a ginger?
No.
I hate those. Sorry. Continue.
Yes. Oh my god. I'm dyeing my hair next time on the podcast, guys.
You should.
I'm bleaching my hair. Someone told me Someone told me I could rock black hair, which they're not wrong.
Black hair.
No, you should get brown hair.
No, I hate brown hair actually.
What the fuck, Evan? Yeah. I have brown hair.
I hate brown haired people. Oh, that was.
Are you racist?
That was on the.
He's racist.
That was on. I was tiptoeing on the line there. That was my bad, guys. I don't like. Okay, I'm just gonna not.
Evan's
say that.
Not racist. We're putting that on the record.
I'm not racist.
You're not racist.
You're not.
Okay, good. But that being said, the people in Africa. Let's think about the Israeli-Palestine conflict, guys.
Actually, you know the jokes that people make all the time about like how African people don't have like water. And
why don't
like
they
that?
Just move to the ocean?
They have water.
No, but don't,
they
like,
have water.
They have a decent amount of water.
Africa is more developed than people
think. It's just a lot of their cities like live further away from where their water source is.
Yeah, but it's not like there's still pretty bad places.
Like
in Africa.
Africa has the longest river in the world.
The Nile?
Yeah.
The Amazon's pretty
Evan,
long.
Turn
too.
Your ringer off. Goddamn.
Oh my god. Well, am I
You're ruining the podcast.
My parents love me. I'm sorry. Unlike you.
Kill yourself.
Okay.
Alright.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna cry. What do you think about these new, like, Disney movie, like, Pixar?
I might kill myself.
AI animations on TikTok.
Oh, those are funny. Those.
What?
You haven't seen those?
It's like costs and
yeah,
Hitler.
And like finding water. And
Oh, yeah. I have seen those. Those are pretty silly.
The Atlantic slave trade was kind of crazy, though. Don't even lie. That's kind of wild. People were just trading people for like pots of tea.
How do you even do that? Like, how did they just let themselves get taken?
Well, they're chained up.
Yeah.
No, but like.
Well, they would get raided in the night. Or like, they were riding on horses, or I guess like camels. And they was just, like, beat people up in their sleep.
Oh.
They were, like, ambushed them. Which isn't really fun, if I do say so myself.
That's wild.
Well, I mean, like, females back then, like, color.
Be careful here.
No, females back then of color would, like, work in, like, households as, like, maids and stuff. And they'd still
get They still do.
What?
I mean, I guess they are maids, yeah.
No, just women in general, guys. Not just women of color.
Yeah.
Just women.
Just women of gingers.
Hey! Can't say that. Oh, the people who dye their hair ginger colored, I'm just asking you, why would you do that?
Okay,
yeah, you're basically making yourself a target.
It's a self ambush.
Yeah, what? You're
that's
insulting
like,
yourself.
Like, that's like when Jack was dating.
Yeah, that one girl.
Yeah.
Scarlet.
Don't say her name. No. Yeah, she dyed her hair red.
Yeah, she dyed her hair red, and I'm like, Jack, you are a disgrace to your own community.
For real.
Well, I saw something on Scarlett's story about how Jack, crowned her an honorary ginger. Like, why would you want
Bullshit.
That? Why would you want that?
Yeah, that's a...
Jack crowned her a ginger?
Yeah. If someone calls you a ginger, I just can't... Also, people in the hallway call me characters that have red hair, like... let's see, Ian Gallagher from Shameless, he's a redhead. That one guy from...
Peter Pan.
Oh, I haven't called that yet.
You really haven't been called
Not
Peter
that
Pan.
Yet.
That's
I've...
the first ginger person that pops in my mind when I think of ginger characters.
Oh, there's a lot, though.
Nemo?
No,
Nemo's a fish.
Nemo's a fish.
Well, he has fins, and his fins are orange.
But that... Shut up.
That one guy from Modern Family.
The gay guy?
Yeah.
I know.
Ian Gallagher's also a gatorhead. What's up with that, guys? Why are so many red gay guys?
A lot of people think
you're gay. Isn't his name like Greg from Modern Family?
Greg? No, it's not Greg.
A lot of people think you're gay, you know?
Well, that's a strategy.
That's a strategy. That's how he keeps the women away.
That's strategic. That's how he gets the women closer.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, your homecoming photo is like 16 women holding you.
And then you're one guy. You're one guy.
I thought there were going to be other guys there. There wasn't.
And you went to IHOP.
IHOP was a blast.
You still had fun though, right?
Oh, it was a wonderful time.
With Ruby.
Okay, guys, let's calm down. But IHOP was so fun.
You like Ruby. Admit it.
No.
Yes.
I'm not admitting it.
Okay, so.
I said I'm not going to say I like it because I don't.
He's not going to say anything about it.
You basically just admitted it.
It's like a salt shaker.
Okay. Do it in your mouth. You'll actually taste it.
Who actually buys salt? Like, who goes out and buys salt?
Just steal it from restaurants.
Exactly. That's not what I'm saying. Like, salt's just always there. You don't just buy salt.
Also, who discovered salt and said, I'm gonna eat this? I'm gonna sprinkle it on my food.
That's like a lot of things.
Real. How did we find, like...
Milk.
Oh, yeah, that's a one where I'm like, okay, guys, why were you doing that?
And then you
figure out that you can... Goat milk.
Yeah, but then you can figure out that you can get milk from goats.
Or, like, frog milk.
I love that. What did the woman have to do to figure out that she can produce milk?
Well, that's just a natural thing. You kind of just already know about it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Like, your mind is already like, oh, put it up here and go.
Put it up here and go.
Mommy. Milky.
No, like, watch that in public. It's actually kind of weird.
Say what in public?
A woman giving, like, breastfeeding.
Okay. Oh, okay. That's I thought you said you're going in public and you're like, mommy.
That's why I went in a lot of public places. There's, like, nursing rooms and crap.
Yeah.
Like, the one that Brayden went into when we went to Vela's.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. He's lying.
You literally said, I told
you. Put it on God.
Yeah, I don't put anything on God. You know that.
Because you know you're wrong.
No, I don't put anything on God.
Because you know you're wrong.
There's nothing wrong with the time travel stuff. Just bring that up again. He just is.
No, let's not bring that up again.
Oh, I also asked Noah about that last night. I'm like, what about free will? Because if there is a bunch of different, you know, sections of us, then is everything already predecided? Where's the free will in that?
Everything is predecided. Because, like, if you have two options, and you're like, I'm going to pick this one. But, like, but that's what I'm supposed to do, so I'm going to pick this one. But that's already decided.
Well, that's, like, the thing about, like, the canon event and how it, like, happens in every single thing. Like, if you have a canon event, that have to have been pre-decided.
Okay, well, that's a joke, first of all.
So no, I know.
Let's not. But I don't think things are pre-decided. I think everything is up to you, which is why I have a hard time.
Don't think, like, you have a path, so, like a certain path that you're...
No, I don't think I do. I think I gotta choose my path.
So, like, if you were to go to the future, there just wouldn't be anything because that hasn't been decided yet?
Yeah, probably, I guess. I don't know.
That's, so you'd only be able to...
It's a tough question, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I have a hard time believing that my entire life is already set in front of me.
Because if you go to the future and you see yourself, like, doing stuff, then that means that you do have a path.
I decided, though.
But that means you know what you're going to do, yeah, so you're going to purposely take that path, or you're going
to
change it.
Yeah, but to be fair, my future self took those paths themselves. They didn't, like... It's not like I go to the future and that guy's like... just happened to be there. No, he took a path to get there. His own path.
Yeah.
Like, personally, do you think your future self... I don't think you. Like, if your future self were to see a past version of yourself, would you freak out?
Like, are you saying, like, if my future self came to me and I was like, oh, hi? Like, he said hi to me or something?
No,
he's saying if you're
in the future and you're a past version of yourself...
So say, like, 20 years from now, you're, like, sitting in your house, having sex with your wife... And then all of a sudden, your 15-year-old self walks into the room.
I would be shocked.
I'd be like, you better be proud of yourself right now, bro.
First of all, what wife? But
who are we getting married to?
Yeah, you mean my husband?
But I'd be like, first of all, how are you here? You know?
Give me the time machine.
Yeah, but you wouldn't, like, freak out.
I would have an existential crisis, probably.
What?
Because time travel isn't really possible.
Oh, wait, how did your younger self create it and you not in the future have it? Hold on a minute.
That means I would have had to do that. Erase my memory.
Yeah, what? Hold on. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's the whole
lot. Your younger self can't have time travel unless you give it to him.
Okay, we gotta talk about time travel, guys. We are always doing this.
We just unlocked, like, a new thing. We didn't realize this, though, just now.
This podcast is not about time travel. It's actually about nothing specific, so I don't actually care.
That's real.
I think we should get a special guest.
We need Jack on the podcast.
Can I bring Henry over there?
Do not move that thing, I swear.
But I
want
to bring Henry.
Do not move that.
Do not grab the knight.
No, do not.
Do not grab the knight.
Do not.
Is he going to, like, fall apart?
Yes.
Dang it.
Is he going to... Stick that sword in your butt. Your anus cavity.
But
he's our bodyguard. That's why.
But I want to bring him. I want to bring him. I want. He should be a special
guest. Guys, we need Brayden, you, me, Jack, and Henry on this podcast at once.
Yes.
That would be crazy.
We need more chairs. We do. I don't have no chairs for that.
We have the two guest chairs in my main chair, bro.
Yeah, and then the two other guests can just, like, sit on the floor.
If we do that, I think I'm worthy enough for a chair.
So am I. I've done 4 podcasts now. Well, one of them's deleted, so darn, I guess.
I've done 3. This will be my 3rd podcast.
My 4th, so kid yourself.
Well, yeah, but how many publicly, it's your 3rd, Evan.
Publicly, it's my 3rd, but it's not.
How many have Jack and Weaver cut done?
No, 0. Nothing.
Jack hasn't done one?
I know. I want to be there when he does it. Because Jack's going to be so funny. Jack is so funny.
Exactly. I think that's why you and me deserve
Jack won't
the
have a filter, though, bro.
Oh, yeah. Jack's going to be like, I don't know. He's going to say some whack.
Next weekend, Noah. We're getting everybody over here. We're doing a podcast.
Next weekend, yeah.
Yes!
If he can fit us into his busy schedule.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talking with all those guys.
Okay, do you ever see a fish and just, like, want to punch it? Fish are so punchable. What? I'm not even lying. Okay, so it's just cut to an ad, so you can't
see it. Do you think it would even, like, hurt
the fish?
Yes, it would hurt the fish. That's like, I don't want to, like, unload an AK-47 to the water. Just look at that, look at its eyes. Like,
yeah, but it goes so slow.
How can you look forward, buddy? You can't. It's on the opposite side of your face. That's like if our ears were eyes. How do you see forward?
We're looking into our fish tank right now, because we're that rich. We have a giant fish tank.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah.
It didn't just
it just cut to a coral reef. That's crazy. How did that happen?
It's a digital
It's a huge turtle the size of the tank now.
It's a digital fish tank. It, like, holographically produces.
Because we're rich off these podcasts.
A TV. Yeah. All of our viewers.
All of our millions of viewers.
I hope one person, just one person stumbles upon this and just listens to it.
He's bored one day. He just finds this. Yeah. He's like, wow.
No, where do you get the name Factually Incorrect from?
I don't know. It's just like...
It's a very good name.
What?
It's a very good name.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I think it's good.
And then the photo for it is Factually Incorrect, A Guide to Dying Alone.
Which is an interesting
sentence. Well, because literally not everything said here is
I feel like the guide is kind of opposite, though. Because now we got, like, 3 people in this room. If anything, it's a guide to how not to die alone. Oh,
That's why it's called Factually Incorrect.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, no, remember that one scene in Donnie Darko where the old woman says, "Everything that lives dies alone"?
Yeah.
That was pretty creepy.
Brayden's never seen that.
I know. Donnie Darko is a good movie, guys.
Oh, shoot. Time to go, guys.
Uh-oh.
You gotta go?
Uh-oh.
Is he here?
Yeah.
He's coming.
He's coming? He's coming? Gary!
Is he he's rugbying everywhere?
No!
No rugby! Yeah.
Gary.
Gary.
I'm about to come.
I'm about to come. Ah!